The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. What is it about food that feeds us? Not just the calories and nutrients, but the deeper yearning certain foods quench. I remember the joy of eating a whole fried fish in a market stall in Mexico. I watched the cook scrape away the scales with a flat metal blade. But she didn't dredge the fish in egg or season it even with salt, the way my father sometimes did. She simply slid the small thing whole into a deep pot of oil, a creature the size of my hand, or maybe my two hands pressed flat together in praise. When she set the plate down before me and I took a first eager bite, it was crisp and piping hot with perfect firm white meat. The jolt of heat from chilies numbed my lips and caused my nose to run. The eyes were smooth and round like two pearls on my tongue. The fins so light and crisp as to melt in my mouth. Sitting on my stool, watching the people go by with their vegetables and meat and their bags of market wares, I felt a greedy delight for the meal of delicious fresh fish, yes, but also for being alive on the planet in a new place, taking sustenance alongside strangers. I noticed, once it occurred to me to look, that the fish had large front teeth, square incisors with little discernible ridges, teeth like my own, made for biting, and molars designed to chew. Had the creature felt this same joy once himself? It must be true that we are all hungry for something. Today's poem is Fish Heads by R.A. Villanueva. It celebrates the deep nourishment that sometimes comes with the ritual of sharing food. Fish Heads by R.A. Villanueva. Yanked free at the gills from cartilage and spine, these fish heads my mother cleans, whose body she scales, throws all into salt water and crushed tamarind. At dinner, she alone will spoon out their eyes with her fingers, suck down each pair as we watch. See, this is why the three of you could never hide anything from me. As though these organs brought her sight to be soaked through the tongue. When I tell her that I have tried to make this stew from memory, she warns, "Don't waste what should be eaten." Reminds me of every delicate gift we have thrown away. Tilapia stomach, best soured with vinegar. Milkfish liver to melt against the dome of the mouth. That after church, a bucket of chicken soon became a blessing of wing gristle and skin. Dark meat no one else wanted to save. We refused to taste her gizzards and hearts fried in fat. Mocked the smell of pig blood curdled on the stove. Wished gone her tripe steamed with beef bouillon and onion broth. After my brother and sister push aside bowls of baby squid in garlic ink, gag at my mention of ducks in their shells, boiled alive in brine. My mother believes I was the only one to share in such things. Which maybe means, she says, in some former life, you and I were seabirds, or vampires, or wolves. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.